Today's daf is Menachas daf Nun Gimel, and we are Be'ezras Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the fifth perek of Masechtas Menachas, perek Kola Menachas Bois Matzah, about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. So the fifth perek of Masechtas Menachas is very much a continuation of the Menachas Digasugya. We had this 2-week-ish digression of Agadata, and sugi is related to stam and tzitzis, but already at the end of the previous parak, we return to our regular program. The fifth parak is very much a continuation of that, stating that, as we're going to see, there's going to be a starker digression in today's daf as well. As a matter of fact, most of Menachas daf Nun Gimel is actually Divrei Agada. Either way, so the new parak begins with a new Mishnah, which is actually Dover Be'itay Matayv. So, with Shloshim Yoyim Koidim Lechag, and the very first halacha of this perek deals with a very Pesach Digge Inyan. Zok the Mishnah, Kala Menachos Bois Matzah, all the Menachos had to be prepared as Matzah Chutz, with the exception of the Chomet Shebetoida, the Chomet Chalis of the Lachmi Toida. So of the Lachmi Toida, 30 of them were Matzah, 10 of them were Chomet. So the 10 that were Chomet were obviously Chomet. The Shtei Alechem, and the Shtei Alechem that was brought on Shvuah, Shehem Bois Chomet, because they were brought as Chomet. So as a general rule, a Mincha had to be Matzah. There's two exceptions. Number one, the Chometz Chalis of the Lachmi Toida. Number two, the Shtei Alechem. Tosis points out that the Shtei Alechem we know was a Mincha. The Torah calls it a Mincha Chadasha. The Lachmi Toida, however, was that a Mincha? The Lachmi Toida was part of the Karpin Toida, which was a Shlomim. From the Mishnah, it's mashma that it was a mincha. Because if it's not a mincha, it's not an exception to the rule of Kala Menachos Bois Matzah. If the Mishnah said Kala Karbonos Bois Matzah, so then you would tell me Chutz Michomit Shebetoida. But the Mishnah is giving me a rule that's Negei Menachos. If Lachmi Toida is not a mincha, so it's not an exception then to any rule that was stated regarding a mincha. So Tosfos struggles with this a little bit, and Tosfos says that even though it's true that the Lachmi Toida is not a mincha, but mikomokim nicha lashmi inon dina. That's Tosfos' lashon. But it still passes to say that being that usually kachim was brought matzah, when is that negeya? It's usually negeya mincha. That's why kol ha-mincha is. But you should know there are times that kachim, or be it not a mincha, was brought chametz, and that is the chametz shebe lachmi toida. It is worth mentioning that despite the fact that Tosfos struggles with this a little bit, but you do find in sugyas and masechtas menachos that we compare the lachmi toida to the shtei alechem and to the lechem aponim. These all get equated with each other, and the lachmi toida features prominently in menachos digas sugyas, as we're going to see in coming dafin. But the bottom line is, Tosfos says that from a dry technical perspective, from the Mishnah, it sounds a little bit like the lachmi toida were a mincha, and Tosfos says it's actually not the case. Regardless, moving along. Rameya said, Hasa'or boidalehem mitoichon umechamson. When a carbon was being brought as chametz, as in the chametz shebetoida and the shtei alechem. So the way they would create the sa'ar, the zoertaig, the sourdough, to create the chametz, was they would take the sa'ar from the actual soilus. That's the mincha. So, for example, if you have an isaroin of soilus, that is what you need for the mincha. So the sa'ar was taken from that isaroin. It was turned into chametz, meaning it was made sourdough, and then it was put back into the soilus in order to turn it into chametz. Rabbi Yehuda said that afi eina mina mufchar, that if you would do it in that way, it would not turn out being perfect. Ella, rather, maybe a sa'ar, they would take the sa'ar from somewhere else, meaning they would prepare sa'ar, and they would put it into the measuring cup, and that's the way they would fill up the mida. So the background, the technical background to this machloikis remain, Rabbi Yehuda, is that the perfect way to make chametz is by adding a little bit of sa'ar in the chametz. That's why whenever you find a sugi of chametz, like in Pesach, so you always find the lashon of sa'ar mentioned as well. Sa'ar is a shtick chametz. It's actually not chametz, it's sa'ar. But it's a key ingredient in the process of making chametz. So you take a little bit of sa'ar, a little bit of sourdough, you place it into the dough, and by doing that, you're going to cause the dough to rise, and you're going to cause it to become chametz. The machlokes for Meir Rabbi Yehuda is, where did the sa'ar that was used when a mincha or the lach mitayda was being brought chametz come from? According to Rabbi Meir, it came from within. According from Yehuda, it came from an external source. So again, you have to have an isarin of soilus. That's the minimum share in order to have your carbon mincha. According to Rabbi Meir, you took a little bit of that isarin, you made it into sa'ar, and then put the sa'ar back in together with the soilus, mixed with the water, the oil, whatever's with it, and then it would become chametz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you would take sa'ar from an external source, you would make it kadosh, but you would turn it into sa'ar, then you would add it together with the rest of the soilus to create your isarin. Now, one technical nuance, which is not so technical, it's actually at the heart of the machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, there's a shear you have to have an isarin of soilus. According to Rameir, you start with an isarin of soilus, you remove a little bit, you make it into sarin, you put it back in. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the way you get your isarin of soilus is by taking sa'ar, putting it into the measuring cup, and now filling up the balance of it with regular soilus. So whereas according to Rabbi Meir, you start with an isarin of soilus, remove some of it, convert it into sa'ar, and then put the sa'ar back in. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you actually start with the sa'ar, and then just fill up the rest with soilus. So you didn't start with a full isarin of soilus, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So this is the machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda said that the reason I feel my way is better is because if you're going to do it your way, it's not going to be perfect. If you look at Rashi, if you look at Tosfos, it's not clear what the svar is. The Tiferes Yisrael, in his Pirush HaMishnayos and the Yochanan Bayaz, so he says that the reason Rabbi Yehuda held it's Einam Ben HaMufcher is because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to take the soilus that was already in the Skadish, in the Isarain, that measuring cup, and then you're going to wait for it to become sar, it may not properly convert into sar. And the reason is because people used to get very nervous, the kayhanim, when they were dealing with kachin. They didn't want it to be nifsal belina, they don't want it to become tame. So because of the nervin, it could be you're not going to allow it to rise properly, it won't be a proper sar. So then when you put it back into your taruvas, it's not going to do the job that it's really supposed to do. It's for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda held, better prepare a proper sar before it's neskadesh bektusha sagof, inside the klishares, then you'll put it into the isarin measuring cup, you'll add the balance of the soilus, and then you'll end up getting what you're supposed to get. Amrulai, but the Mishnah continues and says that the Chachamim, or Rameyer, who's the Baal Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda, told Rabbi Yehuda, Afi hoysach seri seri, that if you're going to do it in this way, you're not going to end up with the proper shear of isarin of soilus. What's the reason? The reason is, Rameyer holds that you have to have an isarin of soilus. If you're going to start off with a little bit of sa'ar, and then you're going to add the balance of soilus, inevitably you're not going to have an isarin of soilus. And the reason is, because as the sa'ar rises, so it ends up taking up more space than the actual amount of soilus that's inside of it. In fact, Rashi goes and Rashi says that depending on how much water you add when you make the sa'ar, that will determine what the ratio of soilus you're going to have in this same amount of sa'ar as if you would have had if all you had was the soilus. Rashi says if you add a little bit of water, so then the amount of soilus is actually going to be more dense than it would be if it was straight soilus. Which means, right, if you're going to take 1/10 of an isarin of sa'ar versus 1/10 of an isarin of soilus, you're going to have more soilus in the sa'ar than you would have in the soilus. That's if you use a little bit of water. If you use a lot of water, then it's going to grow and it's going to end up fattening, where it's going to measure as if there's more volume there than you would have if all you had was straight soilus. In other words, if you would take 1/10 of an isarin of soilus and you would mix it with a lot of water, so it would end up growing to maybe 2/10. It would end up being a much bigger number. The bottom line is that if you're going to use the sa'ar as part of measuring the Isarin, you're inevitably not going to have a full Isarin of Soilus. You're either going to have more or less depending on how much water you needed it with. If, however, you're going to start off with a full Isarin and then you're going to remove the Soilus, oh, in that case, you know you start off with the full Isarin, everything is going to be okay. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it comes to measuring, you don't need an Isarin of Soilus. You need an Isarin as a final product. So if you have the Isarin in the final product, albeit with Sa'ar and then mixed with Soilus, that in of itself is going to be okay. And this really is the machlokes between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rameir, you have to have an Isarin of Soilus, so therefore you must start with the full Isarin and then take the Sa'ar from it. It's not going to end up growing, maybe becoming the perfect Sa'ar. Inam and Amufcher, it is what it is, but it's the only way you know you're going to end up with the proper share. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need an Isarin of Soilus. You need an Isarin of whatever's inside this keli, whatever's ultimately going to be used for the mincha. So it could be made up of soilus and sa'ar. And even though it's a little bit more than isarin of soilus, a little bit less than isarin of soilus, depending on how much water you use, that's neither here nor there, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's for that reason, it makes more sense to take the sa'ar from an external source, because if you can do it the other way, it's not going to be in the perfect way. Either way, a little bit of a technical mishnah in terms of this machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, something that the Gemara is going to very much discuss in tomorrow's daf. But for now, Zok the Hilgi Gemara, Bayit Minei Rapreda Mirabami. Rapreda asked Rabami the following question. So the opening verse of the Mishnah was, Kala Menach is Bayis Matzah, before the exceptions to the rule. The general rule is, a mincha has to be matzah. So Rapreda asked Rabami, what's the makar to this? So Rav Ami responded to him, and he said, Minalon, what? You're not sure? Open a chumash. The chsivba. There's certain menachas where it says mefurish, that they have to be brought matzah. Rashi says it says it by the minchas machvas. It says it by the minchas mafe. There's certain menachas where it says mefurish. So if it says mefurish, that's for sure not your question, right? And even the like sivba, even the menachas where it doesn't say mefurish, that it has to be matzah, obik sivba zois teres hamincha hakrevoise b'nei ahar lufnei Hashem l'pnei hamizbeach. This is in Parshas Tzav, when we have all the other halachas that relate to the different karbanos, right? We've spoken about this in the past, that the ikar parsha of the karbanos is parshas vayikra, and then you have the zois teres achata, zois teres ha'ayla, zois teres ha'mincha, that's mentioned in Parshas Tzav, where we fill in some of the gaps and the blanks that we have with regards to the different karbanos. But the bottom line is the pasuk over there says zois teres ha'mincha, and then it says vaneiseres mimena yoichlu aharon uvanov matzois teyachel. So Rav Ami told Rav Preda, what kind of question is that? Minayin l'chol ha'menachas hem bois matzah. There are certain menachas where it says it mefurish, rochel bitcha ktana, and even the ones that it doesn't say mefurish, but you have this general pasuk of zois teres ha'mincha vaneiseres mimena yoichlu aharon uvanov matzois teyachel. Amaleis, he told the mitzvah like coming by. Now I know there's a mitzvah for it to be matzah. It's mefurish apsukim. My question is, how do you know it's ma'akev? How do you know it's ma'akev? That's my question. And kolam anachis bayis matzah sounds like it's likuva, and that was what Rav Preda wanted in Amalei. So Rav Ami told Rav Preda, la'akev nami. That's also a pasuk. See, because it says, mefurish in the pasuk, lo yseyofe chametz. And this pasuk is also in Parshas Tzav. And if it says, lo yseyofe chametz, what does that mean? Ala matzah. Must be it's matzah. Now, if the Torah says already a second time that it has to be matzah, we know the rule in Kachem is Shina Kosov La'akev, and that's how I know, said Rabami, that it's going to be Ma'akev. So Rav Preda told Rabami, how do you know that Kolam Menachis Bois Matzah? So he says, I don't understand the Shaila. There's certain Menachis where it says Mefurish, and even the ones where it doesn't say Mefurish, it says Zois Teres HaMincha Ma'akish all the Menachis together, and then it says Vaneseret Me'enu Yoich Laharinu Vana Matzah Steyachel. And oh, and by the way, you'll tell me that's only the mitzvah. How do you know the Yikuvah? That's also a pasuk. It says Lo Yseyof Echametz, which by definition means Ella Matzah. So I know it twice. If I know it twice, that's why that is going to be the halacha. So the Gemara now, just to speak up al peh, what's going to happen in the next 10 lines, is going to ask three kashas, three different amayram are going to be maskifla on Rav Ami. So Rav Ami seemed to give a very straightforward response to a very straightforward question. How do you know Menachas Abayis Matzah? Li'ikuva? Shtei tzvei molen taira. So is teres hamincha vaneseres mena yoichlu aharon uvanov matzah steyachel, and then it says lo yseyofe chametz ala matzah. It's on the second makar, the shina olav akosav la'akiv makar. It's on that we're going to see three kashas now from three different amayroim, Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and Ravino. Three of the gedolei amayroim, respectively, are going to take issue with Rav Ami's response, specifically his second makar, the kolam anachis bayis matzah. So Rav Chizda first, ask of the Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda asked the kasha, ve'im elo yseyofi chametz elo siyur. I understand that if it says in the Torah lo yisiyafa chametz, it means that the Torah is saying you can't bake the mincha into chametz. There's a lav in the Torah. That's for sure an issue. And I know then that it would be leikuva that the menachis not be chametz. Matzis teyachel means it can't be chametz, and lo yisiyafa chametz means it can't be chametz. But there's still a possibility that it doesn't have to be matzah, because maybe it could be seer. So what's seer? So seer is really a sugya mesachtes psachim. Again, this is davar be'itoy matoiv. Seer is not matzah and it's not chametz. So usually you think of the world as being very black and white. There's matzah and there's chametz. Not true. There's an in-between, what's known as seer. It's also referred to as chametz noiksha, a shver sugya mesachtes psachim. Now, what exactly seer is a machloikis remein Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone agrees it's somewhere in between the stage of being pure matzah and pure chametz. The question is, at what point? According to Rav Meir, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, says, kol shehechsifu panav. So as soon as the face of the matzah changes colors, in English, it becomes pale, so at that point it's considered seer. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's at the point where it develops karnei chagovim, where it starts cracking. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a little bit of a more advanced stage. But the bottom line is there is a musig of being in between matzah and chametz. The other thing we need to know before we start this next Gemara, and that is, according to Rav Meir in the Sugyas of Masechtas Pesachim, if somebody would eat seer, again, not matzah, not chametz, he would eat seer on Pesach, he would be over this chametz. He wouldn't be chayiv karis, but he would be over a lav. It's known again as chametz noiksha, and there's a malchus for chametz noiksha, there's no karis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if somebody would eat seer, it would be considered to be nothing. Meaning it's not matzah, it's not chametz, and as a result, he would not be over anything. So again, machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, what exactly seer is. According to Rav Meir, it's this earlier stage, kol shechsifu panav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's when it develops these karnei chagavim. The other machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, is according to Rav Meir, if somebody eats seer on Pesach, he's over, meaning it's chametz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going to be chametz. So again, with that background, Rav Chisda said that maybe when it says in the Torah, lo yisayafi chametz, it means that it can't be chametz, but doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be matzah. Maybe it could be seer. And if it could be seer, you don't have a shina kosav la'akiv that it has to be matzah. Hence, you have no makar to kol manach is bayis matzah. So again, Rav Ami said, what's the makar kol manach is bayis matzah likuva? Because shina la kosav la'akiv, the first one, yeah, matzah steyachal, but the second one is not matzah steyachal. All it says is loy seyafi chametz. And loy seyafi chametz can mean matzah, yeah, but it could also mean seer. But there's no ikuva that it has to be matzah because it also be seer. But the Gemara says, let me understand this a little bit better. When we say seer the man, who seer do we mean? Do we mean Rav Meir seer and Rabbi Yehuda seer? Amen. Two machlokes and Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Either Rav Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, do we mean in the world of Rabbi Yehuda that Rav Meir's seer is maybe what the pasuk means when it says lo yisayafi chametz ala matzah, and that's the mask of Rav Chisda. That mask of Rav Chisda, how do you know matzah is leikuva? Maybe it could be a seer, meaning what Rav Meir describes as seer in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says Rav Meir seer alibid Rabbi Yehuda matzah ma'aliyah, he is a regular matzah, right? Rabbi Yehuda seer we said is a more advanced stage, which means if it hasn't developed yet to the point where it's karnei chagavim, all it is a chsifu panav, then it's not seer. If it's not seer, then it's for sure matzah. So if it's matzah ba'al, so what kind of kasha is that? Maybe it doesn't have to be matzah. Maybe it could be Rav Meir seer alibid Rabbi Yehuda. That's matzah. I need the Rabbi Yehuda to Rav Meir. And if what Rav Chisda is asking is that alibid Rav Meir, maybe the pasuk is saying you could eat Rabbi Yehuda's seer. That's not true. Chametz ma'al Yehu. And the Torah says lo yisiyafi chametz. Rabbi Yehuda's seer alibid Rav Meir is regular chametz, right? Seer is that earlier stage. Once it's more advanced, it's chametz. And either Rav Meir or Rav Meir. Okay, so maybe he meant more simple. He's asking that alibid Rav Meir, who has a definition of seer, which is kol shechsifu panav, maybe that is what the Torah is including in saying that you're allowed to make the matzah from, or you're allowed to make the mincha from. But tainas the Gemara mid loki aleh. But being that Rav Meir holds that you get malchus for eating seer, right? That's the other Ameir. You get Malkus for eating seer, then chametzu. Must be it's chametz. And even though there's no karis, but it's still chametz. And if the Torah says, lo yisayaf chametz, then obviously that would not be okay. So according to Ameir, even if it's his own seer, it can't be something that the Torah is saying you're allowed to make the mincha from, because Rameir's shita is that seer is chametz noiksha, and even though it's less chamer than regular chametz on Pesach, but it's chamer nonetheless. It is chametz, you get malchus. So if the Torah says lay seyafa chametz, for sure you can't prepare the mincha with that. Elos, as the Gemara, Rav Chisda meant to ask was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. He meant that in Rabbi Yehuda's world, that there is a musig of seer of karnei chagavim, and that seer is not chametz, because Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasoi holds what? That you don't get malchus if you eat chametz noik sha'an Pesach. If that's the case, it's somewhere in between chametz and matzah. If that's the case, when the Torah says lo'isiyof chametz, it doesn't necessarily mean matzah's teyachah, because it could also mean seer teyachah. There's no shinel of akasav la'akiv regarding matzah. And if that's the case, kolam anachis bayis matzah, mehecha teisi, it could also be seer, right? So this can't be the makar. Repray, that's Rav Ami. How do you know? Kolam anachis bayis matzah, le'yikuva. What did he tell him? Matzah's teyachel and lo'isiyof chametz. Matzah's teyachel maskim. That's very good. Abel lo'isiyof chametz, that's not shinel of akasav la'matzah, because that's just shinel of akasav la'akiv, that it can't be chametz. It could be matzah, but it could also be seer. And by the way, it would emerge, even in Rav Chizda's world, that l'chatchila you shouldn't make it matzah. Because the first makara, kolam anachas bayis matzah, right? Matzkef l'Rav Chizda is on the shina olav akasav l'akiv de gechelik of what Rav Ami said. That there's a mitzvah matzah, that's pashat. Matzah's teyachal, that's not seer, that's matzah. But how do you know it's ma'akiv? You know it's ma'akiv that it shouldn't be chametz, but you don't know it's ma'akiv that it has to be matzah. Either way, that's the first kash. Second kash. Maskel v'Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok asked the kash of Ema loyseyof chametz. How do you know loyseyof chametz is a makar that it has to be matzah? She knows lavakas of lakev. Maybe it's true. It can't be chametz. And if that's the case, it could be matzah. And by the way, lechatchila it probably should be matzah because that's the first makar. Matzah steyachal. But maybe it could also be chalot. Chalot. So what exactly is chalot? So again, this is technical, but it seems that chalot means when you take the dough and you put it into boiling hot water. That's when it becomes chalot. Now, chalot is not regular matzah. As a matter of fact, it's a big sugya if you could be yotze matzah with chalot, and specifically whether or not the mincha was kosher to be chalot. But from the fact that the Torah says lo'isiyof chametz, that could mean that if you want it to be chalot, it could be okay. So again, I don't have a shina olav akosav la'akev for matzah. All I have is a shina olav akosav la'akev. It can't be chametz. Matzah teyachah one, lo'isiyof chametz two. But maybe it could be matzah, and maybe it could be chalot. And if that's the case, maskif lo Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, to Rav Ami, how could this be a makar? L'chayra, maybe it could be chalot. So the Gemara says, chalot mayni. When you say chalot, what are you referring to? Now there's a little bit of a shinui girsois over here. So we'll go with the girsa of the Shita Mekubetzes. If you're talking about a mincha that the Torah says was supposed to be brought revucha, so there's certain minachas where the Torah says it was supposed to be murveches. It was supposed to be revucha. You know what revucha means? It means chalot. This is exactly what it means. So if it's talking about a mincha that's supposed to be revucha, well, ksiba revucha. It says mefurish revucha. And eat the leker revucha. And if you're talking about a mincha that it doesn't say it's supposed to be revucha, then like ksiba revucha, then presumably it's not allowed to be revucha. In other words, you're going to tell me lo'isiyof chametz is coming to tell me revucha? Can't be coming to tell me revucha. You know why? Because m'manavshach. If it's talking about a mincha that has to be revucha, then obviously it has to be revucha anyways. We're not having this conversation. Elam, are you talking about a mincha where it doesn't say revucha? From the fact that by some menachas it says revucha and by other menachas it doesn't say revucha, doesn't that mean that the mincha that it doesn't say revucha means it can't be revucha? So revucha is already off the tish because revucha is only negated where the Torah said revucha. So when it says lo'isiyof alof chametz, what then does it mean? It must mean not chametz, also not revucha, must mean matzah. That's why you have the shina kasav lakev, but the Gemara says it's not true. And the reason is, because I could always tell you, ve'ema dechsiba revucha mitzvah berevucha. Maybe wherever it says revucha, obviously it's a mitzvah berevucha. Udaloik seba revucha, but the ones that it doesn't say revucha, ibay revucha laisi, ibay matzah laisi. Meaning you're telling me that wherever it says revucha, obviously it's revucha. And wherever it doesn't say revucha, then from the fact that it doesn't say revucha, the omission is as if you're telling me meforish that it can't be revucha. Echtesi. Maybe where it says revucha, it has to be revucha, but where it doesn't say revucha, it could be revucha, but it just doesn't have to be revucha. And if that's the case, that it could be revucha, when it says laisiyat for all of chametz, what it's telling me is it for sure can't be chametz, but if you want it to be revucha, yeah, it could be revucha or it could be matzah. But the point is, ve'ema chalot, which we now know has another name of revucha, how do you know maskef l'ranachem ra'yitzel lo'isiyofel of chametz is shinol v'kasef, that has to be matzah. It could be matzah, it could be revucha, or it could be chalot. That's the second kasha. Third kasha is maskef l'ravino, ve'ema lo'isiyofel chametz le'mekem gavre b'lav ba'alma abevsuli le'mifsla. How do you know lo'isiyofel of chametz is shinol v'kasef l'akev? Shina l'vakasav l'akiv is the Torah repeats itself twice. Torah tells it to you once, and Torah tells it to you again. Why you tell it to me again? I heard it the first time. Oh, you tell it to me li'ikuv. That's the rule in Kacha. Over here, the second time the Torah said it, It's not repeating what it said the first time. The first time it said matzis teyachel. That's an aseh. The second time it says lois seyof echametz. That's a lois aseh. So if the second time the Torah says that it's being mechadish a lois aseh, this is not a shinol of a kasav lakiv. Because this is not repetitive. This is being mechadish, something that I had no idea of in the past. And if that's the case, freit the gemara of eimo lois seyof echametz l'mekav gar v'belav ba'amivsul le'mivsulah. The bottom line is three gross akashas on Ravami's response. Let's chazer this again. How do you know that a mincha has to be brought matzah? So Ravami said, what do you mean? Some minchas it says mefurish matzah, and even the ones that it doesn't, it says lois teres hamincha, and then it says v'aneiseres menu yoichla hanu v'adam matzah steyachah. Rapreda said, I knew that. But how do you know that it has to be makib? So it's also a pasuk. Lois teyachah chametz. Ela matzah, right? By definition. Oh, shin olav akas of lakiv. On that we have three kashas. Masa flor of chizdo. It's true there's a shin olav akas of lakiv that it can't be chametz, but maybe it could be seor. Seer the Rabbi Yehuda, Alibit Rabbi Yehuda, like we went through. Maskev for Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, it's true that there's a shina all of a kasav lakiv that it can't be chametz, but maybe it could also be chalot, other matzah, other chalot. And finally, Maskev for Ravina, this is not shina all of a kasav lakiv. This is being mechadash alav. This is not a shina all of a kasav lakiv. If that's the case, we're back to the drawing board. How do you know that it's ma'akiv, that kolam enochis, bo'is matzah? The Gemara says, elam minolon kidetanya. It says matzah in the parasha of the mincha. In mincha ala machavas korbanecha, soilas blula b'shem and matzah siyah. So this is talking about the minchas machavas as one of the places where the Torah says mefurish, it has to be matzah, right? We said the chsivba ksivba. This is one of the ksivbas. Okay, so it says matzah yachol mitzvah. You would think it's only a mitzvah talmud loymar siyah hakas of kavachayva. The word siyah is a lashon of ikuva, just the taitch of the word, the way we darshan it. And it's for that reason we know that it's ma'akiv. Either way, this concludes the first part of today's daf, the makar, how you know kolam anoch is boyus matzah liyikuva. First, we thought it was shina olav hakasav la'akiv loyseyof hachametz, but the maskana, the Gemara says, matzah siyeh hakasav kovo chayve. Boy, minei rapreide mei rabami. Rapreide asks rabami another question. Minei l'cholam anoch is, how do you know that umanoch is shani loyshes bepoishrim, that when they're needed, they have to be needed with poishrim, that's lukewarm water, umeshamram shalo yachmitzu, and that you have to watch, you have to do a shmira to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. Now, the background to this question of Rapreda is a Mishnah Lekamon, where the Mishnah says, Mefurish these words, Kol HaMenachos, were Niloishes Bepoishin, additionally, Mesham Shlo Yachmitzu. Rapreda wanted to know the Makar. Now, we'll see from the Gemara that Rapreda is really asking the Makar to the second halacha. Where are we going to see it in the Gemara? Because that's the only part of this halacha that the Gemara is going to bring a Makar to. So obviously, his question was not Kol HaMenachos, Niloishes Poishin, that's a separate shmuz. This Gemara is focusing on the second part of this halacha. How do you know there's a chi of shmira, that the Kayanim have to watch it? They have to be shomer it to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. So Rapreda, before he let Ravami respond, he threw out a suggestion. He said, Numadenami Pesach, should we learn it from Pesach? Again, this is very dover b'itay matoiv. Dichsiv, ushmartem es hamatzois. So we see there's a chi of shmir by the matzah. So maybe this is the makar here too. You have to do a shmir. And again, it's the same shmir, right? What's ushmartem es hamatzois? That doesn't become chametz. So here too, there's a din of loy seyof chametz. There's a halach of ushmartem es hamatzois. He told him back, Begufa ksev. Now the makar is Begufa. It says, Matzah siyeh hachayeha. You don't have to come on to learning it from somewhere else. You don't have to be a mimercha ktovi lachmoy, pun intended, but rather you can learn a mineube. It says, Matzah siyeh. And from the word siyeh, we learn hachayeha. What's the drasha? So this is a kaloy marashi. Hachshireno vishamra. Hachayeha, you know, give it life. Do something to make sure that it's going to stay okay. Now, siyeh and hachayeh, one is a hey and one is a ches, but we know they can interchange sometimes, right? But the bottom line is, matzah siyeh, right? Hanukkah. But matzah siyeh hachayeh, feit gemara, va'afik tala'akev. One second, if we're paying attention, Rapreda had asked in his previous question what the makar is that kol ha'menach is bo'is matzah ala'ikufa, and what did the gemara say, lamaskana? The Gemara said it's learned out from matzah siyeh. And what does siyeh mean? Hakosav kavachayva. So how could we now again darshan matzah siyeh to teach me another halacha? And that is that there's a chiv shmira. From the word siyeh, you're learning two halachas. That doesn't seem reasonable, right? Usually one extra word begets one drasha. How could I learn two very critical halachas from the same word? But the Gemara said, I'll tell you. Because im kein lichtev kram matzah hi. If all the Torah wanted to tell me was the first halacha, and that is the shina kosav la'akiv halacha, the Torah Torah could have said matzahi. My siya. Siya is a little bit of a dramatic word. Shamit minotarti. There's two drushes to be had. So it's true, it's one word, but in this one word, there's two diyukim, and that's how I know these two halachas. Either way, the first half hour of today's daf was menaches. The latter part of today's daf is going to be an epic digression. So there are left turns and there are left turns. This is a left turn with a jug handle. This is a fartiga U-turn here. So the Gemara is now going to do epic digression, as we just mentioned five times. And if you just follow the paper trail, it's because we mentioned Repreda. Doesn't get mentioned that often in Shas. And the Gemara is going to bring a Dvar Agada related to the great Rab Preda. Zok the Gemara. Amri le Rabbanu le Rab Preda. The Rabbanon told Rab Preda, Rab Ezra bar berei de Rab Avtulis. Rab Ezra, who's the enekel of Rab Avtulis, to Asiri le Rab Loz ben Azariah. He's also a 10th generation enekel of Rab Loz ben Azariah. To Asiri le Ezra, who himself was a 10th generation enekel of Ezra, koi abava. He's outside. So Rab Preda is sitting inside, and the Rabbanon come to Rab Preda, and they tell him, Sato Agast in Dreusen. Who is it? So they give him a whole yichas brief. It's Rab Ezra, the grandson of Rab Avtulis. By the way, he's the 10th generation of Rab Elazar ben Azariah, who himself was the 10th generation of Ezra. Right? The fact that Rab Elazar ben Azariah was the 10th generation of Ezra is something that comes up in one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, Brachas Tav Chav Ches, when they had to pick a replacement for Rabbi Gamliel after the whole Maisa with Rabbi Yeshua and Yavna, and they weren't sure who the replacement should be. Ultimately, it was Rab Elazar ben Azariah, and one of the qualifications he had was he was a meyuchas. He was 10 generations from Ezra HaSeifer. We have a raid bite called the Kedusha of the 10th generation. It's from Rabbi Reuben Margolis. It's a Veruyin HaDvarim L'misha Amram Diga raid bite. Classic Rabbi Reuben Margolis. But either way, so they tell Rav Preda that this Chacham is standing outside. So when Rav Preda heard how they were selling him, he's a 10th generation from him, who's a 10th generation from him. I mean, Lozman Azariah and Ezra Sofer are our first ballad G'day Yisrael. But at the same time, when he heard this, Omar, he said, my Kulei Hai, he says, I don't know why you're selling him like this. Why is everyone getting so excited? Meaning, who cares about his Yichas? Meman of Shach, I Bar Urien Hu. If he's a Bar Urien, Zak Rashi, what does it mean, Bar Urien, Ben Torah Hu? If he's a Ben Torah, Yoi. Rashi teaches Yoi means Hagun, good, then I'm happy. And Ibar Urien Ubar Avon, and if he's a Bar Urien, meaning he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's also a Meyuchas Yoi, it's good. But if he's a Bar Avon, meaning he had Chashav Ezeitis, Bar Urien, but he doesn't have Torah, himself's not a Ben Torah, Isha Techle, let him be consumed, let him be eaten up by fire. Meaning, I don't care about his Yichas. Is he a Ben Taira? I don't care if he has Yichas or doesn't have Yichas. And Fakir, if he is not a Ben Taira, then the Yichas is almost a negative. Isha Techle. Amalei said, they told him Bar Urien Hu. So they told him, pray, then don't you have nothing to worry about, he's a Bar Urien. Amalei said, let him come in, Valese, and let him enter. Chazia Dave Achira Daite. So when he walked in, Rapreta saw that he was a little Achira Daite. His mind was a little bit murky. Maybe because he was waiting outside, maybe they told him how Rav Preda had responded. We'll see later. But the bottom line is Achira Daiti, Pasach Va'amar. So Rav Preda tried being Mephayasim, and the way he tried being Mephayasim is with Agadata. Rashi said he started saying Agadata L'michaveve, right, to try to show him a little bit of Chipa. He said over the following Pasach, Amart Lashem, Hashem Ata, Tevasi Bal Olecha. And he dashed in the Pasach as follows, Amar Knesset Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Knesset Yisrael talking, and they told Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hachzik Li Teiva. I want you to be machzik toy for me. I want you to show recognition and appreciation for me. What did Knesset Yisrael do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes appreciation? Shohidaticha ba'olam, because I made you famous in the world, right? We're the ones that are mefarsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar lo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Knesset Yisrael, Tevasi bal olecha, any machzik toy, I'm not being machzik toy to you, Elo Avram Yitzchak ve'Yaakov. And you know why? Shohidiyuni tchila ba'olam, because they were my dear me in the world, first. Meaning, you're just standing on your Zayda shoulders. But they're the ones that really did this first. Shenema, the Pasuk says, and this is the very next Pasuk, L'Kdoishim Hashem Ba'aretz Heimo V'Adiri Kol Chavtzibam. It's the K'doishim Hashem Ba'aretz. They're the ones V'Adiri Kol Chavtzibam. They're the strong ones that I want, and they're the ones that I'm going to be Makritov. So Kesichol says, be Makritov. And Eibishter says, I'm not being Makritov to you. Tevasi Bal Olecho. Any Machzik Tov Elotu Tavrom Yitzchak V'Yakov. That's the next Pasuk. So again, Reb Ezra Bar Breda of Tulas, who was 10 generations, Elazar ben Azariah was 10 generations from Ezra HaSofer, walks in and he's feeling a little murky, repray the season, and he says over this drasha. This drasha, Knesset wants that HaKadosh Baruch should be machzik toive because they're mefarisim alakus, and Eibishter says, I'm not being machzik toive to you, I'm being machzik toive to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's the Gemara. That as soon as Repray the said the pasuk. Look, toishem asher ba'aretz heim of adirei kochevtzi bam. Given the shami, the kamar ader. You heard the word ader. So this Reb Ezra told Repray that, you know, I have something I want to say as well. Pasach va'amar, and he said over the following almost parable. Yavai ader v'yifra la'adirim me adirim be'adirim. Interesting. What does it mean? So Reb Ezra explained. Yavai Adir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu d'chsiv Adir b'amarim Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called an Adir Kam. V'yifra la'adirim. And he should be Pireya. He should take revenge for the Adirim. Elu Yisra. Shenema v'adir kol chefzi ba. Who's he taking revenge from? Mei Adirim. From the Adirim. Elu ha-Mitzrim. D'chsiv tzolulu kaiferes b'mayim Adirim. By the way, some teach this tzolulu kaiferes b'mayim Adirim. From this Gemara, it would seem tzolulu kaiferes b'mayim Kama Adirim, which by the way, if you look up in Shulchan Aruch, this is a little bit of a discussion. And finally, Be Adirim, Elu Mayim, Shenema Mikoilis Mayim, Rabim Adirim, Bishbereyam. So Rav Ezra hears the word Adir and he says, you know, some of you just reminded me of something very chakav. Yavai Adir, Vyifra La Adirim, Me Adirim, Be Adirim. What are these four Adirs? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adir. Klal Yisrael Adirim, the Mitzvah were Adirim, and the Mayim was Adirim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Adir should avenge Klal Yisrael, who were the Adirim, from the Mitzvah that were Adirim. We're in the Yamsuf, which is also considered Adir. And then Rav Ezra continued. Rav Ezra said, I'll tell you, Me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. Yavah yadid ben yadid, v'yivne yadid li yadid, b'chelko yishal yadid, v'yishapru ba yadidim. What does this mean? So again, Yavah yadid, a did should come. Who's the son of a yadid? He should build a yadid for Yadid, in the chelik of Yadid, and through that, Yadidim will get kapar. Six mentions of Yadid and Yadidim. Yav, Yadid, Zeh Shloim HaMelech. So Rav Ezra explained, he said, the Yadid is Shloim HaMelech, the Siv, Vayishlach b'yad Nosan HaNovi, Vayikr Shmo Yadid Yabavur Hashem. Shloim HaMelech was given the name by Nosan HaNovi as Yadid Yo. Ben Yadid, Shloim HaMelech was a descendant of Yadid, Zeh Avram, the Siv, Mali Yadidi Bebeisi. It says Mali Yadidi Bebeisi, and that's referring to Avram Avinu, as we're going to soon see. Vayivne Yadid, Shloim Ben Avram, built the Yadid, Zeh Beis HaMikdash, the Siv, Mali Yadid. Right, your resting place, that's the Beis HaMikdash, is called Yadid. Li Yadid, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis HaMikdash was built, it's a bias for Hashem. Right, mitzvah saseh, livnei is bias for Hashem, the first Rambam in Kachem. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, d'chsiv ha-shira no li Yadidi. B'chelko yishal Yadid. Where was the Beis HaMikdash built? In the chelok of Yadid. Zeh Binyamin. Right, we know the Beis HaMikdash was in the chelok of Binyamin. Shenemer le Binyamin, Amma Yadid Hashem Yishkan Levatachalov. V'yishchapru v'yididim eli Yisrael, d'chsiv nasati es yididus nafshi b'kafoy v'ayis. You see that Klal Yisrael is referred to Yadidim as well. So, Reb Ezra heard Reb Prayed to say the word Adir. So he got all excited. Yavai Adir, Yifrul Adirim, Me Adirim, Ba'adirim. And then he said, by the way, you know, this reminds me of a similar Dvar Torah. Yavai Yadid, Ben Yadid, V'yivne Yadid, Li Yadid, B'chelko Yishay Yadid, V'yishchapu Ba'yadidim. What does this mean? Yavai Yadid is Shloimai, Ben Yadid, Avram, V'yivne Yadid, the Beis HaMikdash, Li Yadid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chelko Yishay Yadid, and Binyamin, V'yishchapu Ba'yadidim, Klal Yisrael are going to get Ka'apar. Incidentally, there's an interesting Tosfos on the top of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. It's also a Tosfos and the Perek Reb Elezer de Mila in Shabbos Kufla Medzayin Amud Beis, where Tosfos says that in the bracha of a bris mila, so in the brachos we say Asher Kidesh Yedid Mi Beten. So who's this Kidesh Yedid Mi Beten? So Tosfos says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, based on this Gemara, the Yedid Mi Beten is referring to Avram Avinu. That's what Tosfos says. That you see, Avram Avinu was called Yedid, right? Ben Yedid Zeh Avram, Dichsim Mali Yedid Yebebeisi. And then at the end of Tosfos, V'yesh Mefarshim Yedid. Did say Yitzchak, it's really referring to Yitzchak. So a little bit of a discussion of whether the Yedid is Avram, whether the Yedid is Yitzchak. Just one nice maramakim, the last balatur in Parshas Lech Lecha, and it's really rooted in the Rishonim. Hashem tells Avram, the as brisi akim es Yitzchak, the as brisi akim es Yitzchak, akim says the balaturim is Rosh Tevis Asher Kidesh Yedid Mi Beten. Akim, Aleph Kuf, Yud, Endemem, Asher Kidesh Yedid Mi Beten. This, of course, is in line with that Shita that who's the Yedid is Yitzchak. It's a little bit of a shayla when you say Asher Kidesh Yedid Mi Beten. Is it Avram? The Makar would be Menachas Nun Gimel Amud Beis, talked away. Or is it Yitzchak? Ein Tosfos. Either way, moving along. So Rav Ezra continued. And Rav Ezra said, by the way, I have more raid on this. This is already a related raid bite. He said, Yavai Toiv, V'yikabel Toiv, Mi Toiv, L'Toivim. four toivs. Ja voi toiv, vi kabel toiv, mi toiv, lo toiv. Ja voi toiv, Moshe was toiv, chsev atera oisa ki toiv. Right, as soon as Moshe was born, so ki toiv. Vi kabel toiv, and what's this toiv that Moshe is going to be mekabel zu teira, chsev ki lakach toiv, naisati lochem. Right, tera si al tazev, it's the end of the pasuk. Mi toiv za kodesh baruch, chsev toiv Hashem lechol. And Letoivim, who's Letoivim? Elu Yisrael, the Chsiv, Heitiva Hashem Letoivim. So again, Yavai Toiv is Moshe, Yikabal Toiv is the Torah, Mitoiv is HaKadosh Baruch, Letoivim, on behalf of Klai Yisrael, this is Moshe, Kibbal Torah, Misinai, Umasara, right? But the point is, another Melitza. And Rebbe Ezra continued, he said, Yavai Zeh, Yikabal Zois, Mizeh La'amzu. So here the word that we're playing on is Zeh, Zois, Zu, right? All the same Shirish. Yavai Zeh, Zeh Moshe. Dechsev ki Zeh Moshe ha'ish. V'yikabel Zois, Zu ha'teira. Dechsev Zois ha'teira. Asher Zeh Moshe. Mi Zeh, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch. Dechsev Zeh Kelev Amveyu. La'am Zu, Eli Yisrael. Shenema Amzu Kanisa. So this is really the identical drosha as the previous, right? Yavai Zeh. Moshe, v'kabel zois the Torah, mizeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'am zu klal Yisrael. Earlier it was Yavai Toiv zu Moshe, v'kabel toiv the Torah, mitoiv from HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'am zu klal Yisrael. It's the same exact drasha. Are we focusing on the word toiv, or are we focusing on the word zeh, on the word zois? Either way, moving along. So again, that concludes the story with Rab Preda and Rab Ezra Bar Berei, the Rab Avtulis, that was 10 deiros from Elaz ben Azai, it was 10 deiros from Ezra HaSofer. We're going to get back to that soon in the raid, but for now, we do what we always do when we learn Agadata, and that is we digress from our digression. So we mentioned the pasuk earlier that said Mali Adidi Bebesi, referring to Avram Avinu. So the Gemara now is going to bring some drush that's going to play a little bit on that inyan. So just as a little bit of akdama to what we're about to do, it's not really akdama, but there's a few psukim that the Gemara is going to focus on now, and that is in Yirmiyahu Perik Yud Aleph. So Pasuk Yud Dalid, Pasuk Tezvav, the psukim say, Va'ata al tispalu ba'ada amazev, al tisa ba'adam rinu usfilu, keineni shemeya be'ez karmei lai, ba'adra osam, sharfa pasuk. Mali yedidi beveisi, asoysa hamezim masa harabim, upsar kodesh yavu me'aloyich, kira sachi, Oz Taloizi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset at Klal Yisrael, and he's telling them about all the terrible things that are going on. Right? Don't even daven. I don't even know why Yedidi is bebesi. Do you realize how bad the situation is? Next pasuk. Zayis Ranon Yefei Pri Soyar Kara Hashem Shmeich LeKoyl Amulah Gedayla Hitzis Eish Olel VeRo Doli Yosef. So again, bad psukim. It's not kishmak. What's going on over here? Ayin innovating in Yirmiyahu Perek Yud Aleph. If you want to see the Pshut Yishlam Mikro, we're going to do what we do, and that is go through the homiletic interpretation of this incoming Gemara. Zoktel Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Pshachakar Beis Hamikdash. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Matzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram Shoyo. Im the Beis Hamikdash. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Avram Avinu, who was standing in the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Leisi, he told him, Mali Yedidi Beveisi. What's my Yedid? Right? This is Yedid Zavram. He says, what are you doing in my house? Amalei aliske banai basi. I want to see what's going on with my children. Amalei, your children, banecha chato. They sinned v'galu. They're not here. They're not home. Amalei, shemu b'shoigi chato. Zavram Avinu said, they sinned? Could it be they sinned b'shoigi? Amalei, asoysa hamezimas. Those are the next words. Nah, they sinned b'mezit. Amalei, shemu miyutan chato. Maybe it was b'miyut. Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, next word in the Pasuk, Harabim. It was the Rabim. So Avram Avinu said, Hoy lecha liskar brismila. Why didn't they do brismila? Every Jew does brismila. Amalei, not true. Ubesar kodesh yavru me'aloich. They didn't even do the brismila. Amalei, shema imim tantalem ha'yuchayzim etshuva. Maybe he should have given them a little bit more time. Amalei, so he told them, ki raseichios taloizi. He says, nah, they're so bad and they're happy and they're joyous. There's no hope for them. There was no way in the world that they were going to do tshuva. It wasn't going to happen. So as soon as Avram Avinu heard this, he took his hand and he put it on his head, and he started yelling and crying. Does it mean there's no takana? Sabaskov Amaloy, Sabaskov came out and told Avram Avinu. Next pasuk, Zayis Ranon Yefei Pri Soyar, that Kora Hashem Shemeich, that the Klal Yisrael is like the Zayas. What does that mean? Just like the Zayas at the end, so the Zayas, it takes time for it to fully mature and cultivate. But Achrisa B'Soifai,
meaning achrusa, it has an achrus, it has a tachlis, but it happens, you know, at the end. Af Yisrael, achrusim b'soifam. So to Klal Yisrael, they're going to eventually have a tachlis. The next words of the pasuk are l'koil hamula gedoyla hitzis eish olea v'rod liyos. What does this mean? I'm rabchinen about pop. L'koil lidein shal meraglim, because of the koil of the words of the meraglim. Different Indian. Nisroy Aud Lo Yisein Shal Yisrael. The branches of the Yidden fell. What does this mean? When the Meraglim came back with their report, what they said was a Dover Gadol. They said Ki Chazakum Mimenu. Pashit. You read the Pasuk, they're reporting, they're saying there's these mighty nations there. They're more powerful and stronger than us. But I'll take Rimenu, Elam, Imenu, Kaviyachal, Shafil Babais and Yachalitzir, Kelam Misham, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and we saw all the Nisim and the flies, the Ramban and then the Parashas Boy, but I'm telling you, what's going on in Canaan is stronger than God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be able to do what he needs to do. But either way, that's what this Pasuk means. When it says, Zayis Rani, Yefei Pri Soya, Kar Hashem Shmech, Lukoy, that last part of that pasuk, what it's referring to is this inyan. It's referring to the fact that the Meraglim came with a report, and the koil hamula is the koil of their words, and because of the koil of their words, rod liyosav, the branches were broken. So what does it mean, the branches were broken? So ayin Rashi. But if you take a look at the Marsha says it means the Beis HaMikdash. Because we know that what was the night that the Meraglim came back with the report and Klal Yisrael cried. It was the night of Tisha B'Av, and that was the night that became a Bechila Doris. Where not for that night, could be the Beis HaMikdash would have never been destroyed. And if that's the case, that is the Siba for the road Dal Yosam. That's the reason, that's what ultimately played a role in Churban Beis HaMikdash. But the bottom line is Maskel Rabchi Bar Chinen. So Rabchi Bar Chinen heard this last drasha that Lekoil HaMula is related to the Meraglim, and he said, "Hai Lekoil HaMula Gedoyla Lekoil Mila Mibayle." It doesn't say Mila. Mila is a word. It's speech. It says hamula. It means something else. Ella. So he types it as follows. That you want to know what that pasuk is referring to. It's a continuation of Avram Avinu. Right? We mentioned these psukim are all Mali Yedidi is all Avram Avinu. The end of this pasuk in the Gemara's first version was a little bit of a pivot. And it's talking about the Meraglim all of a sudden. Now it's related to Churban Beis HaMikdash, certainly the way the Marshal explains it, and to what's going on in that pasuk. But the way Reb Chiya Bar Chinen explained it, it's going back to Avram Avinu. Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Koy Leich Shamati, I heard your voice, the Chamalti Aleim, and I'm going to have Rachmanis on them. Why? I need a Marti, because I had said to myself, Yishtabdu Ba'arba Malchias, Kol Echav Echad Kishir Arba Malchias, that each one of the four malchis that were going to be meshabed the yidden, we're going to be meshabed them kashir arba malchis. Each one is only going to get what they're supposed to get. Some say ani amarti what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu was I said b'zeh achazeh. That the four Golias were going to happen one after another. But now I'm going to have all four of them chepu with the yidden at the same time, and like this, it's not going to be so bad. So what's the background to this? So again, here too, Ayin B'Marsha, but this is sort of the way the Marsha sets this up. And that is, we know Klal Yisrael was in four Golias. Golas Bavel, Paros Hamadai, Yavon, and Edom. The Makar to the Dal Golias traces itself all the way back to the Bris Bein Absarim, Rashi, the Ramban, a very, very Mayrich, in the parish of the Bris Bein Absarim, bringing out this point. Now, initially, there was supposed to be four Golias. Each one was going to have its shear, whatever it was supposed to be. At the time of the Churban, Klal Yisrael sinned so badly that the Ebishta said that I'm going to make that each one of the Golias will be longer than what they were supposed to be. As a matter of fact, each one of the Golias will be the shear of what the Dalit Golias was supposed to be combined. So let's say the four Golias combined was supposed to be 400 years. So now each one is going to end up being 400 years. But because Avram Avinu yelled and he screamed and this matziv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to shift the nature of what the four Golias are going to be, and I'm going to reinstate what I wanted it to be l'chadchila by the Bris Bein Absarim, and that is each one's going to have its share. This is the first version of the Gemara, by the way. The second version of the Gemara is Ikadamri Zaniya Marti Bezeh Achazeh Achshav Bevas Achaz. It really was supposed to be Bezeh Achazeh, and now there was some element how they overlap with each other, which makes it much, much better. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. A little more Dvar HaGadol. Why is Klal Yisrael referred to as an olive? In olive, so the alim, right? The leaves of the olive don't fall off. Not in the summer, not in the winter. They never fall off. Af Yisrael, ein lem b'tei lo ilam. Klal Yisrael always is on its tree. Never falls. Lo ba'ilam azeh, but lo ba'ilam abah. V'am Rabbi Yechon. Lam nim shli Yisrael, the zayis. Why is Klal Yisrael referred to as a zayis? Lo imelachat teach you. Ma zayis, eni moitzi shamnoi, el ayidei ksisa, just like zayis, how does it produce oil? You have to crush it, right? Kosis lamar, af yisrael in chayzun mutvelai de yisurim. Unfortunately, klai yisrael, we need yisurim sometimes in order to be chayze betshuva, and it's only through the yisurim that klai yisrael comes around, and we are going to exhale over here. Not stop, we're going to exhale and just speak out one ha'ara. I feel like you can't go through this gemara, even though we're a little behind, without speaking out ha'ara, and that is, so the gemara portion of today's daf began with Boy Mine Rapreda Me Rabami. One shayla, another shayla, related to the halacha of Kol HaMenachis Bayis Matzah, related to the idea that there's a chi of shmira, the kind of matter, watch the mincha to make sure that it wasn't going to become matzah. Just like Ushmartim as HaMatzahis, you find in Pesach, there's an idea of Ushmartim when it comes to the mincha as well. So we mentioned Rapreda, and from there the Gemara digressed and told the story with Rapreda. The story was that the Rabbanim come to Rapreda and they tell him there's a Yid standing outside. He wants to come in. What's his name? Rab Ezra. He's a grandson of Rab Avtulis, 10 generations from Elazar ben Azariah, who himself was 10 generations of Ezra. So Rapreda said, I don't know why you're getting so excited about his Ziches. He said, is he a Ben Taira? Good. If he's a Ben Taira and also a Meyuchis, good. But if he's a Meyuchis and not a Ben Taira, Ishe Techle. He should be consumed by fire. They told him, Rapreda, I hear, but you should know he's a Ben Taira. And being that he's a Ben Taira, so I think it's fine. He said, no, I best I let him come in. He walks in, does this Rabbi Ezra, and Rapreda sees that he's a little, like, disappointed. Achira daite. So he tried being mechavav him a little bit. So he told him a dvar agada. He said, the pasuk says, Amart Hashem, Hashem ata tevasi bal alecha. And he said, what the pasuk means, again, in Drush, is Knesset Yisrael tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think you should be machzik toive to me. And the reason is, shaydaticha ba'olam. Om Allah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Toivasi bal alecha. Ini machzik toive el Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. I'm not being machzik toive to you. I'll be machzik toive to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, because they're the ones that were my dear me in the world. And Rapreda continued and said, that's the hemshech of the next pasuk that says, L'kdoishim Hashem ba'aretz heima v'adirei kol cheftzi ban. When Rav Ezra, Bar Breda Rav Avtulis, 10 generations of Elazar ben Azariah, 10 generations of Ezra, so if I heard the word adirei, he says, you know, you just reminded me of something. Adir, he said, Yavai Adir v'yifal adirim me'adirim be'adirim, Yavai Adir zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yifal adirim me'elu Yisrael, me'adirim me'elu HaMitzrim, Ba'adirim elu mayim. And then he went, Yava Yadid, and Toiv, and Zois, and that was this very interesting Agadat Gemara. So a few things. Number one, this Rapreda L'chayra is the famous Rapreda, right? We know Rapreda from the Gemara in Erevin Undalar Mebeis, but the Gemara talks about the patience, the savlonis that he had towards that Talmud that found it very, very difficult to learn. One of the most inspirational stories in Talmud Bavli, without a question, is the story of Rapreda and the incredible reward that he got for what it was that he did. Arichas Yomim, his whole dar was Zeicha, Ta'ilam Haba. We always speak out from the Haflam, Panam Yafis. That's what was the Midikin Neged Midah that he got, Arichas Yomim, because he gave up so much time. You would think that he lost that time. He lost it. Davishta gave him Arichas Yomim. You never lose from giving away to somebody else. Whether it's your time, whether it's from your guf, your mammon, whatever it is, a person never loses. He gave up so much time, so he got the time back. Fakir, he got it back in spades. He was zeicha to an incredible Arichas Yomim. But this story, you have to figure out, just make sense of it. Again, tein l'chacham v'yech gemayit, but this is almost showing a whole other side of that very inspirational Rapreda. I mean, this Rapreda is like, I don't care about his zichas. Either he knows how to learn or he doesn't know how to learn. And by the way, if he has good yichis, he doesn't know how to learn. Ishay tichle. Something to think about. First star. Second star is, I saw in the Sefer Netzutzayar from Rabbi Reuven Margolis, he says, what's Pash Pshan in this Gemara? V'i bar avon, v'loi bar urien. If he's a bar avon, he has yichis, but he's not a bar urien, he's not a Talmud Chacham, isha techle. So he says, the emes is like this. You find the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sadik Beis Amad Aleph, kol bayish ein divrei Torah nishma ba ba'alayla. Any house where there's no divrei Torah being learned at night, ish achlasai, deserves to be consumed by a fire. So the idea of bitul Torah being associated with isha techle, that's something that you find. But the more nuanced application of it in this Gemara, if he's a bar avon and he's not a bar urian isha techle, as if he's not a bar avon but he's not a bar urian, I don't know. But if he is a bar avon but he's not a bar urian isha techle, it's a little bit tzarech beer. See, shtel tzu, classic. Gemara bava basra daf ayin tesam ad aleph. The Gemara says, kol ha-pirish midivrei teira. Any person that's pirish midivrei teira, eish achlosai. Said Rabbi Margolis, you see from this Gemara, that who's subject to the oynish of eish achlosai? It's someone that's a pirish midivrei teira. Not someone that doesn't learn. Someone that's pirish. What's the difference? Someone that's pirish means he was connected to teira, and then he was pirish from the teira. He separated himself from it. If somebody was never connected from it, he can't be pirish from it. Prisha means I did something, and now I'm going to be mekabel schar la prisha, right? Or in this case, in a bad way. Prisha means you're attached, and now you detach. You're associated, and now you disassociate. It's someone that's pirish minat Torah, where there's a concept of ish achlosai. Zog, Rabbi from Margolis, that's the pshat. Chazal say that any person that is the ben of a Talmud Chacham, who himself is the son of a Talmud Chacham, chuta meshulish leibim heri yinasek, teira chayzeres alachsan yishalo. That means if somebody stams from Talmud Chachamim, that means he has a certain connection to the Torah. The Torah comes to him. The Torah is chayzeres alachsan yishalo. It literally knocks on his door. That person, if he doesn't learn, he's a pirish minat Torah. If you're a pirish minat Torah, ish achlosai, that's when this person is going to have the ish achlosai. So Repreda said, if the person never learned Torah, okay, never learned Torah. If he's someone that doesn't stam from Talmidei Chachamim, okay, so he has no shaychus to the Torah. But I bar avon, v'loi bar uryan. If he's a bar avon, but he's not a bar uryan, isha techle, as a pirish midivrei Torah. And a pirish midivrei Torah, he's the esh achlasai, he's that person that I have to be worried about. That's why he used this metaphor. It's alpi, this Gemara, Masechtas Bava Basra, daf ayin tesam ad aleph, and that's the oimik in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin Sadik Beis, ko bayish ein divrei Torah nishman ba balayla esh achlasai. It's referring to someone that's taka, a perish minatari. That's the first aura. The second aura is, just the whole story is very, very awesome. Or I think we're up to the third aura already. Losing count. So, Ezra, Bar Brei de Rabbi Avtulis, do Asir Lavaz and Azari, do Asir Ezra standing outside, and they tell Repreda, and they tell Repreda about this grace of Yichas brief, and he's like very unimpressed. He's like, I don't know, he knows how to learn Gevaldik. He knows how to learn, and he's the son of a Talmud Chacham. Gevaldik. If he's the son of a Talmud Chacham, he's a meyuches, he's mamish, he stams from the greatest zedis in the world, but he doesn't know how to learn, then fakert, isha techle. Then I'm very disappointed. They say, no, he knows how to learn. He comes in, he's a shtickle, whatever, right? He feels bad. So, Preda tells him a whole shtickle Torah to try to be mafayas him. Amr knes tzov nein kodesh baruch ribayin shalom hachzik li toive shei daticha ba'olam. Tevasi ba'al alecha eni machsa ilo avram yitzv Yaakov. Uses the word adir, and then Preda launches into yavai adiv yifr la'adirim me'adirim ba'adirim. So what's going on over here? So the Hilgi Chassam Sofer, and this is in Chassam Sofer ala Torah, if you want to look it up. It's in Parshas Boy. As a matter of fact, it's the very, very last piece in Parshas Boy. In the new Chassam Sofers, it's Daf Kuf Ayin Tes. In the old Chassam Sofers, it's Daf Samech Gimel and Daf Samech Dal. So the Chassam Sofer has a whole arichos. He actually starts by being Mechaber, the Menachis part of Repreid in today's Daf and this story. But I'm just going to pick up the very, very last part of the Chassam Sofer. He says that, why was it that when Reb Ezra walked in, he was a little bit bizarre, and that Repreda felt he had to be mafayasim. He said, the reason is because it was very, very mashma from Repreda said that Repreda was not impressed with his yichas. I mean, that's an understatement. But it's even more than that. It's mashma from Repreda said, the Chassam Sofer, that Repreda held, it's more choshev if someone's a ben Torah and a Talmud Chacham, if he's not a meyuchas, then if he is a meyuchas. Where's the mashmois? He said, because listen to what he said. He said, Ibar Uryan, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a ben Torah, yoi, gevaldik. And then he went weiter. If he's a Talmud Chacham and he's the son of a Talmud Chacham, good. What was that hoysafa? He said, the Chassam Sofer, it sounds like what he was trying to say is loizu afso, that the ikar is he's a Talmud Chacham. You're telling me he's a meyuchis, meaning his father's a Talmud Chacham, the Zayda's a Talmud Chacham. Okay, well, in that instance, it's a little less impressive. But yo, he does his oichet good. And if he's a meyuchis and has nishkein Talmud Chacham, then I don't even want to talk to him. See, it sounded like Bahadraga, if he's a Talmud Chacham, not the son of a Talmud Chacham, wow. That's not shaykh. I don't care about his yichus. Fakir. You tell me he has a yichus and he's a talmid chacham. Okay, I could live with that. Meaning it's still impressive. Lamaisi is learning Torah, but he's a meyuchus. It's not that impressive. And if he's a meyuchus and he's not a talmid chacham, then isha teichle, right? Then he's a pirush b'divrei Torah. But the bottom line is, okay, look at Chassam Sofer, that it sounded a little bit and maybe a lot of it that Rapreid is of the opinion that yichus, if anything, works 100% against you. If you don't do the right thing, isha teichle, and even if you do do the right thing, it's much less impressive than otherwise. And Rebezer walks in and he's visibly a little bit, you know, not in such a geshmak and matziv because of what the great Reb Preda said. So Zokhtach Sam Soifer, Reb Preda said, I'm going to back up my Torah. And he turns to Reb Ezra. And he tells him, the Pasuk says, Omar Hashem, Hashem ata tevasi balolech, l'ktoich mashabar, etzeme vadire kol chepzibam. Vos mentos. So he told him, "Amr Knesset Yisrael of Ne'akolish Baruch Hu Ben Yisrael, Hachzik Li Tovish Adati Chavaylam, be Machzik Tovish for me. Why? Because we're my dear you in the world. What did Abish to say? I'm not being Machzik Tovish to you. You know I'm going to be Machzik Tovish to." Any machzik toive el Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. What's Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov? Avram Avinu was Avram Ivri. He grew up in the house of Terach. Kol Olam be'Ever Echad ba'Avram be'Ever Hasheni. Yitzchak Yaakov. They operated in a world where there was no one that believed in anything, and they were fighting the fight all on their own. When somebody fights the fight on their own, that's when a machzik toive. But being that you come from Klal Yisrael, you come already from Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, so you're standing on the shoulders of giants. What you're doing is less impressive. And as a result, I'm not being machzik tovah to you. So the Chassam Sofer said that what Reb Preda was telling Reb Ezra was that, no, I think I'm right for my hergish. And you know what the raya is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machzik tovah to the Avos HaKadoshim, because they operated in a vacuum in a midbar, as opposed to Klal Yisrael, who already had this huge head start. Zoysoy meres, that somebody that does it on his own is more impressive than somebody that doesn't do it on his own. This is mamish, that Tvar Chazal. And this is why Reb Preda told this to Reb Ezra. So Reb Ezra responded. He heard the word Adar. He said, Reb Preda, allow me to hold the mic for a moment. I want to say my piece as well. Right? Gamani enechelki. And that is Yovai Adir. V'yifra la'adirim, me'adirim ba'adirim. And what it means is Yovai Adir ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dichsiv Adir b'amar Hashem. V'yifra la'adirim is Klal Yisrael. V'adir kol chef tziba. From the Mitzrim who are adirim. Solo kaiferes b'mayim kama adirim. And it was weird that the Mitzvah were punished in Adirim, as it says, Mikoilis Mayim Rabim Adirim Mishpreya. And Reb Ezra said, I have a Mesoira on this Limud, on this Melitza. But you know what you see from this Melitza? What you see from this Melitza is that there's something to be said about the fact that because Klal Yisrael is called Adir, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and saved them. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Adir. The fact that it was Yovai Adir, that it's for that reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yifra L'Adirim. Names matter, said Reb Ezra. If that's the case, having Choshev Ezeidus and being named after those Choshev Ezeidus very, very, very much matter. And the Chassam Sofer here digresses for a minute in the way he does so many times throughout his Sfarim HaKadoshim. And that is, he talks about the Koyach of a name, and he mentions over here he believes that Koyrach had this downfall because one of the Alufei Esav and then the Parashas Vayishlach was Aluf Koyrach. Ki Yoduah Ve'en Kan Amalkim. But the bottom line is, says the Chassam Sofer, where Reb Ezra was telling was, is that you may feel big deal, Yichus. He said, but I want you to understand something. My name is Ezra. And I want you to know Ichtam von Azeda, whose name was Elazar, which also comes from the Shirish of Ezra, who had a father whose name was Azariah. That also comes from the word Ezra. Who is an enochel from Ezra? Meaning, I'm named after Ezra HaSofer. Chabgat Azeda Elazar, who was named after Ezra HaSofer. Chabgat Azeda Azariah, that Rabbi Elazar Azariah's father, who was named after Ezra. And because of that, there's a certain koyach that we have. The names matter, Zokdeil Chassam Sofer. And that was his response. Reb Preda was a little bit, in his mind, denigrating his yichus, saying that it's a machayev, and even in the best case scenario, you'll never be as choshev as the person who doesn't have the yichus. But said him, I think there's another Indian over here. Yovai Adir v'yifra la'adirim. And it's dafka because Klal Yisrael was Adirim that the Adir came and he saved the Adirim. There is something to be said about a name. And the fact that I have the schus, that I'm called Ezra, Nochazei de'Elazar, Mitazeda Azariah, Mitazeda Ezra, all the same Shirish of Ezer, help, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Ezer, right? It's all related to this Inyan, that this is how it played itself out. And then the Chassam Sofer said, that you find as it relates to this Gemara of Yavei Adir v'Yifra Me'Adirim. So how many Adirs were there? Yavei Adir v'Yifra La'Adirim Me'Adirim Be'Adirim. So the Chasam Sofer says that there's four mentions of Adirs over here, right? Two on the Klal Yisrael side, Yavei Adir v'Yifra La'Adirim, and then there's two on the Mitzrim side, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the Adirim be'Adirim. So just to read the words of the Chasam Sofer, V'yesh bazeh gam kein remes, ki shtei pamim Adir, the gematria of the word Adir times two. So what's the gematria of the word Adir? It's 215. What's 215 times 2? That's 430. That's a very Jewish number this time of year. It's gematria arba meis u'shloishim shanosh enishtabdu b'mitzrayim Yisrael. It's connected to 430 years that Klal Yisrael was b'shiba Mitzrayim. And it was Klal Yisrael in the Shiba Mitzrayim together with the Shechina, because it was Shechinta b'galusa. So Adir is Klal Yisrael, and Adir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and together it's 430, and that's connected this Indian that Klal Yisrael and the Shechina together were in Galus for but at the end of the 430 years, Nifra la'adirim b'mayim adirim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and mida k'neged mida. He punished the Mitzrim who are adir in the mayim adirim. Gankin shtei pamim adir kanal v'kal lohavim. But either way, the Chasam Sofer says that in this drasha of Yavei Adir, the Yifra la'adir me'adirim ba'adirim is a remnant to the 430 years. This word Adir, what does it have to do with the Geulas Mitzrayim? What does it have to do with the Pesach story? It has a lot to do with the Pesach story. It has to do because Yavei Adir v'Yifra la'adirim. Adir is begamatria 215. 215 times 2 is 430. HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael together were in Geulas Mitzrayim. When Yid is in Geulas, HaKadosh Baruch is there with him. Geulas Mitzrayim. The Shechina was Imahim, Galul Bavel Shechina Imam, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said in Megillah Chav Tesam Aleph. But the bottom line is, whenever Klal Yisrael is in Galus, the Shechina is with them. That's Adir times 2, that's 430. Mida Kedeg and Mida, Adir, B'mayim Adirim, the Mitzrim were punished. That's also 215 times 2, 430. Again, today's daf was the first daf of the fifth parak of Masechtas Menachos. But in the spirit of Shloshim Yom Kodem Lechag, very much Dover Be'itai Matov, aside from the Menacha Sugyas, Kol HaMenacha is Bo Yismatzo, and some of the Dvar Agoda, Yavai Adav, Yifel Adirim, Me'adirim, Ba'adirim, especially with the remes from the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, and we are going to stop here.